Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Daily Gambito, coming up next. Tony Gwynn Jr. match, Scraby. Chris Elo Idol.
Scraby.
I almost messed up your last name.
It's okay, it always happens.
I had to recover. Chris Elo Idol. What else? Just thinking about this, I heard my man, colleague, Ron Darling.
Oh, colleague Ron Darling.
Colleague, yeah, okay. He's a colleague. He kind of mentioned it. Them letting Pete Alonso roll, basically has you paying Juan Soto to get free passes, because they're not going to pitch to Juan Soto. The only reason why they pitched to him this year is because Pete Alonso was hitting behind him.
Yeah, They're going to have to find someone else.
They had to pitch to him last year,
yeah,
because Aaron Judge was behind him.
Yep. And the reason that, Juan Soto's so good at walking, he's not going to go outside the zone to get stuff.
That's just his style. But it does free up some money to go get somebody. They got to be the money you would have had to pay Pete Alonso is now free to go get someone else.
Do you, we were talking about Edwin Diaz, that was the name I'm looking for. Edwin Diaz was not happy with the Mets not notifying about Devin Williams. Do you think they talked to Juan Soto about not bringing back Pete Alonso?
No.
Really?
I don't know that that happens all the time. I'm sure he was kept abreast of how negotiations were going, but I'm sure that they may have told him it doesn't look good right now, but I don't know if he was like in on every. That doesn't happen all the time, as much as people may think.
Trevor said Kyle Tucker to the Mets.
Wouldn't be bad.
Both right fielders, though.
That's true.
Maybe, does Juan Soto want to be a right fielder, or does he just want to hit?
That's a good question. I think he wants to play the field. A lot of guys, because I don't know that they make players anymore that grow up just being DHs. Like,
yeah,
there was an era of baseball where it was like you can go out and get like an actual DH,
like a guy who just hits.
Right? Can you name very many? Kyle Schwarber.
And Shohei pitches now.
He's not really. He wouldn't have to be a DH if he was not a pitcher, right? He would be playing the outfield
somewhere.
He's just, yeah. And listen, to your point, there is reports that the Mets never made an offer to Alonso. Maybe they did tell Juan, hey, we're not going to bring him back. Doesn't look like you're going to bring him back. So,
I guess I sometimes think about it.
I just saw
Phil,
something.
I know.
So
it just
happy.
Made me stop in my tracks.
Watching Philip Rivers throw the football for the first time in a long time brings a smile to my face.
He's 44. He's older than 13 head coaches, I believe. He's also a grandpa now. Is he the first grandpa to ever?
Did he not have? I feel like he never really had facial hair when he was playing. Like, he was always clean shaven, I felt like.
I think you're right. He's got a little bit of stubble there.
He's got a little bit. The face is a little chunky.
He still looks the same.
He does still look the same. He's got a little chunk to his face, though.
Well, he's going to need that when someone crushes him. I mean, come on.
Maybe so.
Do you think that, like, I would be so afraid that I'm 44 and someone's going to break me in half.
I wouldn't be afraid, but it'd be like the last thing I was looking forward to. Like, Like, you know that first hit is coming, and the thought of, like, thinking about it until it happens, that would be exhausting.
He's also a great trash talker without swearing.
I wonder, is he going to be able to, like, jump back into it? Because you're right. He used to have a lot of defensive linemen very pissed off.
Oh, some of his mic'd-up moments are great.
The one where he had the Jaguar dude. Oh. So mad.
Yeah. He doesn't swear, which makes everybody else more mad because he's a great trash talker. But they're reporting right now that he could start Sunday. I didn't know if it was going to be this Sunday, but why not? You brought him in.
Wild.
It is
absolutely
wild.
Absolutely wild. All right, let's get to our bets in the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. We have some bets to review from yesterday and some ones to make tonight. But first, this hour, 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by SDG&E. Take control of your energy use and help save this winter. Use large appliances outside of on-peak hours of 4 to 9 p.m. and unplug devices when not in use. Find more tips at sdge.com/simple steps. sdge.com/simple steps. All right. Last night, Villanova was at Michigan. And we both picked Michigan, even though they were 17.5-point favorites, Tony. Michigan won 89-61. They are just blowing out everyone.
They're probably now when you see a big spread, if Michigan's tagged to it, you feel pretty good about it.
You feel really good about it.
I hadn't felt that comfortable with one of those in quite some time. And they actually covered.
They did. 28 points right there for them. So they are on fire. Next game we bet on, Florida at UConn. You went Florida or Fla. I went UConn.
Oh, they barely covered.
Yeah, UConn 3.5-point favorites. They won by 4. Now, Norman Powell, San Diego guy, over under 27.5 points plus rebounds plus assists. We all said over. He had 21.7 rebounds, 2 assists, so that's 30. We win that one. The Heat Magic, over under 234.5 for the total score. Both of us went over. It was 117-108, so it was 225.
Disappointing.
Yes, and then the New York Knickerbockers, -5.5 against the Raptors last night. Tony went Raptors. I went Knicks. Knicks won by 16, 117-101.
Thanks, so. Raptors.
Yeah. I don't even know who's on the Raptors anymore. To be honest, can you name me one player on the? Is Van
Barnes? I think his name is
Van Vliet. Still on
Van Vliet is on the Rockets, but he's out for the year. He tore his knee during the offseason, so he's not playing this year.
All right, that's the only guy I remember from that Kawhi Leonard team.
He's no longer there.
Okay. All right, let's go to tonight. Lamar at San Diego State. San Diego State 17.5-point favorite. Tony.
Yeah. Listen. To be frank, the Aztecs haven't shown that they can, like, put away a team yet. I mean, even the Utah Valley game was only 11. I think they were favored by more than that. So, for that reason, I'm going to say Lamar keeps it inside of 17.5.
Just to be the contrarian, I will go with San Diego State, but I think you are more likely to win this bet. Now, the total points for San Diego State alone. Over under 77.5 points.
They hit 77 on the nose last game.
Yes.
I'm going to say they'll be a tick better. I'll take the over.
Over? I'm going to say over as well. Spurs at the Lakers
Wimby
today.
Wimby must not be playing.
Let me see.
Because 7.5 seems...
Yeah, the Lakers are favorite. Is LeBron and Luka and all those guys playing?
I think they're playing.
So that's probably it. It doesn't say anything, but it looks like he's out. It doesn't say anything about a return. It says, when is he back?
Never mind. I'm going to check.
Okay, you do that.
And he's out.
Okay. I'm going Lake Show. I know where you're going.
You already know, buddy.
Now, Luka Doncic
New
50
dad?
Over.
New dad?
Oh, I did not know that he was a new dad.
Think a new dad second time.
Okay. I'm learning a lot about Luca. How old is Luca? He's like late
20s? 26, 27.
Man. People are just so far ahead of me in life, Tony. It's funny.
Don't think about that.
52. Over, under, points plus rebounds plus assists. Tony. On the year, he's averaging 53.3.
I'm going to say under tonight.
Under. I'm going to go over. Because he's new dad power.
Yeah.
All right. I looked ahead to the National League MVP for 2026.
What?
Yeah, I just wanted to see where things at.
Just jamming baseball down our throat again.
Fernando Tatis Jr. is number 4 at plus 1,200. Would you make that bet for him to win the MVP today?
So if I put 100 down, I get how much?
You get 1,200.
Huh. Yeah,
I'm doing it.
I do that, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I mean, that's it.
I'll put up a C note for Toddy to win me 1,200.
Ooh, the World Baseball Classic odds are out. Who do you think is favored?
Dominican.
No, the USA.
Are they?
Plus 160. Have you heard this lineup for the USA yet? It's pretty good.
It's always pretty good.
Well, I know it's the World Baseball Classic, but I feel like it's better than the last edition's team.
Give me the lineup.
I'm getting it right now.
So you haven't even, you don't even have it in front of you. Just
so you got Kyle Schwarber, you got Gunnar Henderson, you got Bobby Witt Jr., Cal Raleigh, Corbin Carroll, Pete Crow Armstrong, Paul Skeens, Aaron Judge. That's all. Bryce Terang, Will Smith. That's a pretty, I think Pete Alonso might be in it.
We should be the favorites. This is a good lineup. And you got schemes. You got some good pitching.
Japan's plus 290. Dominican Republic plus 450. Poor Brazil and Nicaragua. Oh, yeah. Czech Republic and Great Britain plus 10,000.
Now, that's a bet right there.
I choose Great Britain to win the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, that would be something. All right. Let's get to break. On the other side, an interesting conversation developing in college sports. It's kind of, I want to say it's the first of its kind. No, it is the first of its kind. We've talked about it in other circumstances, but this is the first school to kind of dip their toes in the private equity area. We'll explain on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Indeed, sports court. One judge. Oh, no, I guess there's two judges. You get to wear a wig today.
I don't want to.
That doesn't matter. You're a judge, so you gotta wear it. Sports court coming up next. But we delve into the realm of private equity cash.
I don't want to.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to. Sorry, it's part of the show. Matter of fact, you produced this show, so this is your topic.
Oh, yeah, producer.
You specifically sent this topic to me this morning, so you got to do it.
It's producer decision.
Producer decision, as you've been making a lot of those here this week. We talked a little bit about it as it pertained to the Big Ten earlier this year. They were talking about a all-encompassing conference.
Yes.
Private equity type deal.
Yeah.
We're talking billions,
yeah,
with a B.
Yes.
But ironically, not ironically, Michigan and who was it? Ohio State?
Yeah, I believe it was Ohio State.
I think those two. No, it wasn't Michigan.
Was it
was
USC,
USC and Ohio State balked at the idea of this private equity. So it's kind of gone away. Well, in steps, the Utah Utes. Utes.
Yes, Utes.
My cousin Vinny. What this reminds me of the two Utes.
I forgot about that.
What did you say? The two Utes. Huh? Did you mean youth?
Anyway, that was great.
Go see the movie.
That was great.
One of my favorites. Utah Utes have jumped in full head of steam into this private equity. They have basically created a business that will, and they are, and so let me read through it because
it's kind of complicated,
pretty extensive.
Yeah, it's complicated.
I'm gonna read you the reasons why it is promising, and then I'll read you the reasons why it could, you know, maybe not work. I'm working to try to find this story. Give me a second as I pull it
up.
Well,
while you're pulling it up, it's basically Utah created their own company so that this other company can handle their marketing business, things like that. They're still going to be able to, Utah, the university is still going to be able to fire coaches and
yeah, here's
and
how it works.
Like
the school started a new company called Utah Brand and Entertainment. The Utes will own most of this company, but Otro Capital will own part of it. The new company will handle some things most athletic departments do, like ticketing, event sponsorships, and NIL, but try to do them even better to make more money for the school and the investment
firm. You know what I'm in now?
Now, the Utes would remain in control, as Gravy said, of the big decisions, like hiring, firing coaches, and scheduling.
And distributing NIL payments.
No, not distributing. Although the company will distribute NIL.
Oh, yeah.
The school will be in charge of who gets how much.
This is one of those stories where I need my terminology to be correct.
Yes, you do. The company will be under the university's foundation and chaired by the Utes athletic director. So they get to kind of have the majority of people that they get to pick. So, you know, in case some slickness goes down, they got the upper hand on the votes. Because,
yes,
you know, when it starts getting to these private equities, there's
hostile takeovers,
exactly,
things like
exactly
that.
Exactly. The company will submit audits to Utah's trustees, and the university will have the ability to buy back its share of the company from Otro Capital. How much money is involved? No specific dollar figures were mentioned during the board presentation and discussion, but school president Taylor Randall said the platform will allow Utes to raise hundreds of millions of dollars over time. This is not a one-time transaction, Randall said.
So they're just going to infuse cash into them as much as they need it.
The risk. Because financial details are either not yet finalized or not public, we can't fully access them. This is a story written by The Athletic, by the way. But generally, private equity groups don't get into partnerships to lose money. What happens if their venture doesn't make as much as both sides expect? Foundation CEO David Anderson acknowledged the tension between commercial success and the university's mission. Utah's administration said in the presentation that school would be able to veto a sponsorship opportunity that doesn't align with its values. But how might that work in practice, right? Can you imagine? I don't know. Let's say Barstool Sports wants to do something. And that doesn't align with the Utah Utes values.
But Ocho,
right?
Capital says, but this is going to make us a boatload of money.
This is a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, what gives, right? I mean, Ocho Capital's funding a lot of, putting a lot of his money into it, and they also want a return on investment, this is where it could get dicey.
Yeah, very dicey.
And in this case, it seems like this, I'm not, Ultra Capital is out of New York. I don't know if it's one of the bigger private equity firms or whatnot, but can you imagine in like the Big Ten situation, that's going to be billions of dollars.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And so, like, a lot of cooks in that kitchen, which is why it kind of fell apart ultimately, at least to this point. But this could be the way, we bring this up because this could be the way that schools can get involved. How this came up is because once the lawsuit went into play and schools opted into this program where everybody pretty much gets a full, you got to fund that. And how do you fund that? Remember, Utah Utes were once a Pac-12 school that then moved into the Big Ten. And I think they moved in. Did they move Big Ten or Big 12? They moved out of the Pac-12 when everybody else did. And I'm not sure if they went to the Big Ten or the Big 12. But nonetheless,
Big 12.
They went to the Big 12. So, you know, even a school like Utah that has been in a big conference for a while now has to try to cover that cost. And this is a way that I think you're going to see a lot of schools do it. Now, the good part about this is that, I should say, the good part about this for the smaller schools could be that this is your way.
This is your ticket.
To compete.
Yeah.
But there are risks with that as well. And now this deal, if I'm not mistaken, is for a certain amount of time. When that deal's up, they could decide to part ways, or they could say, hey, this was lucrative for both of us. But this could be the kind of new road that schools are traveling. You already know the Big Ten is going to be taken care of probably as a whole when it's all said and done.
Oh, yeah.
But for some of these smaller schools, and I'm not saying Utah's a small school. But
it's not in the SEC, it's not getting SEC money.
Exactly. And so, I don't know. What's your thoughts on this? I mean, it does seem initially slimy, but It could work if you have some good people behind it. It could actually work.
Can we just please put college athletics first in this whole thing over money? But I think this is it's not my favorite way to go, but I think it's probably the only way to go for some of these teams. The article did say that they are doing this because they cannot compete with SEC and Big Ten schools. The one thing I do like about this is that Utah decided to go in this direction because they didn't want to raise student fees and they didn't want to cut money from research projects within the university.
They also didn't want to raise the
student fees
price,
and they didn't want to cut research projects. They didn't want to take money away from something that's actually useful. And so they're doing this to make sure that they can still cover everything else they need to, but they don't necessarily have to make those tough decisions of trimming what you don't want to trim. I think this is going to end up being a disaster for anyone who gets involved, just because capital investment firms, Ultra Capital, as the article says, is in it for one reason. All they care about is the return on investment. And if they don't get a return on investment, they're going to get angry.
That's crazy.
And they're going to take you down to the docks.
The article goes on and says, what's the broader relationship between private equity, capital, and college sports? Schools and conferences have been looking into this type of deal for a long time. Utah is the first to do it, and it's been in the works for 2 years. It didn't just come to this.
This has been kind of a big time.
Florida State seriously explored a similar idea in 2023, but stopped short of executing anything. The Big 12 previously considered conference-wide, kind of the same way that the Big 10 did, deal in 24 and 25, but never garnered enough support within the conference. As Brett Yormark, we heard from him.
Oh, he was fired up yesterday.
Just in the Notre Dame.
Yeah, AD. He was fired
he
up.
He said, we're just not ready to jump in just yet. It's coming, though.
I think that's smart.
It's coming.
On his part.
Big Ten, as we talked about, spent more than a year exploring similar opportunities before non-traditional investors emerged this summer. So they got some investors. It just didn't turn out to be the big one. UC Investment and Nonprofit Public Pension, an arm of UC System, offered Big Ten members $2.4 billion, this is what we talked about earlier in the year, in capital in exchange for 10% stake in a newly formed company that would hold the league's media and sponsorships right to deal. Is now on hold due to the opposition From two members, yes. I got Ohio State wrong. I had it right the first time. It was Michigan and USC. Those were the two teams.
I didn't help you with that, so.
No, you did.
I just agreed.
Board Chairman Mark Bernstein has called the proposal akin to a payday loan. So,
he's saying it's like a check cashing place.
He's not feeling it. So,
who said that?
That's the Michigan board chairman.
Okay. He's got bigger problems at this point.
Apparently.
David makes a good point on the chat. If this works, what stops Big Ten and SEC from doing the same thing and bringing even more money? I think it's because it's capped at $20.5 million.
Right. That is the cap for everyone.
Yeah.
Now, some of these schools won't have a problem getting to it, but a lot of these schools are going to need this type of help in order to get there. But it is capped for everybody. You can't spend more than that. Now, listen, you already know, as I know, there are going to be some teams that try to skirt that somehow. They're going to try to figure out a way. They're already trying to figure out ways. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Oh, so. Of course they are. They're trying to get away. Just like everybody's trying to get around the salary cap in different sports.
Yes.
I think this is interesting, but San Diego State is a school that could really benefit from something like this.
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, man.
As long as you can find the right capital
private
investment group.
Man, that would that could change everything.
Put a little bit of money into it. You got now, you're paying players enough to come to the school. It kind of levels the playing field for San Diego State.
Let me tell you what, if San Diego State found hundreds of million dollars in a private equity that worked, this place would, I have no doubt, would blow up.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be one of the top destinations in all of sports.
And then you got Rocco trying to hunt down J.D. Wicker when he's trying to get his money back, you know, from Rocco's capital. On the chat, how long until schools transition to a system where the players are purely employees and they drop the charade of being students?
Great question.
It's minor league sports at this point.
I mean, again, I think because we're talking about the money the way we are, it does feel like that. But this is, yes, the players are part of it, but this is a bigger slice of the pie for it all and how all of the mechanisms work in college sports. We got to get to break. When we come back, we get the wigs out. Sports Court on the other side. Back at it live, 3:37 on the clock. Your Honor, Scraby.
Yes.
Nice hair.
Thank you.
This is the white with the brown side mullet joint is strong. Strong look, my friend.
Oh.
All right, so we got a few moving pieces here coming up. Michael Flix will join us in the 5 o'clock hour.
5:40.
Talk a little high school basketball. After this segment, Mount Carmel opening game tonight, today, 4 o'clock. I will be heading to watch my two daughters.
Football?
No, they don't play football. Yes.
Well, we talked about it last week because President Trump.
Oh, that's right.
And by the way, we have approved uses of President Trump on the show now, and this was approved use of President Trump.
Okay.
He said he wanted to get us to call soccer football, and I've said, you know what? I've thought about this for a really long time. So do you think we should change the name of football or soccer to football and change football to something else?
No.
No. You and Chris.
I think it's stupid.
Thing.
I think it's stupid.
What do you mean?
It's football in football.
So it's the emphasis on the syllable.
1,000%. Look how it's spelled. Football, football.
Okay.
It's that simple. We don't need to change anything.
Moving on. But you're going to see your daughter
play. I'm going to see my daughter play. Scraby will handle. There is no Chronicles today, so don't hang out too long. You know, Scraby's not going to be here to support you guys.
No, I'll take you. We have a 2-hour Chronicles from 4 to 6 with some Big Five with Tony and
so it's
Michael
not the Chronicles,
Flix.
Actually, because there's a Big Five in there. There's Michael Flix in there.
It's a fusion show of Scraby show and Michael Flix and Gwen and Chris.
It's just Gwen and Chris. Do we need traffic before
we
start our... First of all, what's on the docket today?
For our sports court?
That's the docket.
Okay.
Court.
A son really loves watching Shaq play, and so his dad, he's trying to break something. I'll get to it.
Okay.
A daughter who goes to her friend's house, and the dad is not so sure about the other dad.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one.
A son who's a huge NBA fan, but his dad hates who he's a fan of.
Oh, okay.
And then a golfer that's also a scammer.
All right, well, let me get my gavel and we can get going. Hold on.
Oh, you got to get the gavel.
Order! Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine. In Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. We got four court cases, so let's get into the first one. And here we go. My son loves Shaq, watches YouTube videos on the daily of him, but now he is obsessed with trying to break the backboard of our hoop in the backyard. It's a kid's hoop, so he can dunk and all that, but I have seen him hanging on the rim and jumping up and down. The hoop is going to break. He's going to get seriously injured, and I'm not going to want to buy a new hoop. He doesn't know all this, though. Tony, do I just let him do his thing and get hurt?
I need more information. So... is this like one of the one of those like plastic hoops that you kind of like build?
I'm assuming.
Oh, okay.
So, like one of those. So, yeah.
Yeah. Like one. Okay. Yeah. I started to say these hoops aren't that much, but it's been a long time since I've had one, so they might be a little bit more in today's day and age.
More
expensive.
Oh, I'm sure they are. Let me see.
I think you just gotta let. See, I'm a big proponent in letting my kids find out why I'm like telling them they shouldn't do something.
Like, I'm assuming it's one of these adjustable guys.
Yeah, that one you can get a little hurt on. See,
so
I was thinking more like a toy.
This one.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you can get too hurt on those type of deals.
Look at this kid. He's having so much fun in this picture.
Yeah, he's standing and dunking. I just think you got to let your kids experiment. You know, if he really does a gorilla dunk and Shaq, you know, hangs up on it and it breaks, he's going to have to figure out how to brace himself. But I bet you one thing, he won't be hanging on that bad boy the next time.
Oh, no. And when you don't have one, he won't be hanging on it as well.
That is the lesson. Like, hey, I told you you'd stop hanging on it. You kept hanging on it. Not only did you bust your ass, you also don't have a new hoop.
Yeah, we're not getting one. You could save up for it.
Right. Lesson learned. Lesson taught, at least. Maybe not learned, but it's taught.
Obviously, I don't have kids, but I think one of the hardest things for me when I am a parent is going to be letting them do things that I know is going to be bad for them.
I think it's the hardest thing for all parents.
Okay.
It is. And I think our parents were naturally better at it than our generation. We are like, and I find myself stepping in sometimes and knowing it's probably better for them to let them go through it
and
figure it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, you don't want to see your kids messed up, hurt, sad, any of those things. So, yeah, but sometimes you got to be the bad guy. It's just how it is.
If they're being idiots and hanging on the rim and jumping up and
down. I don't know if he's being idiots. He's exploring. He's seeing Shaq do it. Why can't I?
I mean, I thought that was amazing when Shaq did
too.
That as a kid.
Who didn't want to dunk like that?
That's true. I think our...
So what was the question, by the way?
Do I just let him do his thing and get hurt?
Yeah, let the young man do his thing. And, you know, maybe it breaks. Maybe it doesn't. If it breaks, a lesson is in store.
Oh, a lesson is in store. Jocelyn says it's okay if they're mad at you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it is okay.
All right, next one. I have a daughter who spends a lot of time, and this isn't sports related, but I have a daughter who spends a lot of time at her best friend's house. Lately, she has been mentioning some really concerning things to me. The last couple times I've shown to pick her up, I have noticed the dad seems intoxicated. Obviously, have not asked about it, but my daughter was in the grocery store the other day, and we walked by the liquor section, and she said, "Blank's dad drinks that all the time." I don't think anything nefarious is happening, but I am feeling uncomfortable sending my 9-year-old daughter over to a house where her dad gets S-faced. My husband doesn't seem to think it's a big deal. Tony, again, you're up first. Do you think I should bring my concerns up to my daughter's friend's dad?
Not yet.
Oh. Are you not letting your daughter go over there anymore?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Probably.
I
don't know that you need to go. Maybe there's a way that you can not let your daughter go over there and kind of investigate in between to figure out what exactly is going on.
When the dad opens the door, he's like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Not going back over there. Especially, listen, I hate to be that person, but especially sending a young child, girl.
Yes.
Just too much.
Too much can happen.
Too much craziness in this world right now. And,
right.
You know, certainly don't want to accuse anybody of something they're not doing, but alcohol opens the door for something to happen that, you know, you wouldn't feel good about.
I 100% agree with you on that, but as a recovering alcoholic who has been S-faced many times in my life, I wasn't
now,
interested.
Now, hold on. I just want to point this out.
Yeah.
The S-face part came from dad
saying
it.
Or mom.
Wait, from mom? Oh, mom is writing this?
Mom's writing this.
It came from mom writing this.
Yes.
There's a difference between, you know, having a glass of wine and being S-faced.
Totally.
So, you know.
But what I was saying is, like, if this guy's an alcoholic, and I can't obviously put myself in that position, but for me, it was all about just me drinking by myself.
Right.
Now we're involving
kids.
Now there's kids involved and there's other people's kids involved.
I was not allowed to spend a night at people's house when I was
really?
Kid. No. Mom was not with that at all. And so I naturally, when I had kids, I felt the same way. I had to kind of loosen up on that. Even though, quite frankly, we living in crazier times than when I was growing up. But I've had to kind of relax some of that. But yeah, man, if alcohol's involved and you're supposed to be, you know, if I send my 9-year-old child over there, I'm expecting that there are some adults there watching and making sure that my 9-year-old isn't getting into something that they
being
shouldn't be getting into. And if you're throwing them back, I think you're less effective.
You are definitely less effective. People on the chat, just don't let your daughter go over.
Yeah.
Control what you can control. If you're uncomfortable, don't send your kid, but you can't
100%.
Change that dad's behavior.
Right. That's why I said I don't know if I'm going taking it to the house. But I'm certainly not letting my child go over there.
Jocelyn has a good point, but if you ever have a gut feeling about something like that, go with your gut.
For
I
sure.
agree. Follow 100%. Your gut all the time if you feel like something's up. But I think the question, do you think I should bring my concerns up to my daughter's friend's dad? No.
No.
Not
I don't
him.
Think so.
And he's not the right guy to talk to about it either, because he could be like, "I don't get drunk." As he's like drinking out of the bottle. All right, next one. My son is a huge NBA fan, and years ago, he claimed Ja Morant as his favorite player. You saw Tony's face. This was before all the trouble he got in and still gets in. The problem is, my son doesn't really understand what kind of guy he is and goes everywhere with his Ja Morant jersey or t-shirt. I don't really want him looking up to him, but is there anything I could do? Should I steer him away from Ja Morant? Before you give your probably spot-on answer, I'll give my spot-on answer. Just go buy him another jersey of another great player and try to switch him over to that. Because I understand why you don't want John Morant to be the guy that your kid's looking up to. But you can't just be like, hey, listen, you can't cheer for this guy because he's a bad guy. The kid's not going to understand why he's a bad guy.
Can I now take it? I just want to just jump in here. I think it's great that our kids have someone to look up to in terms of that. But you should also be explaining to your kids that these people are human and are fallible like all of us are.
That's a good lesson.
Right? And so that when one of these situations type, when these situations happen, it's not as completely unexpected for your kids, right? I mean, as they are idolizing these individuals, I know for me, my parents always let me know, listen, these guys are great at what they do or whatever it is you like, but they make mistakes, they do things that they shouldn't, just like all of us do, right? And
yeah.
So I think that lessens the kind of superhero deal. You still can look up to them, but ultimately, you know, you should have some role models like your parents to kind of follow in, you know, to see right and wrong right in front of you on an everyday basis.
Now, if the son isn't really aware of what Ja Morant does off the court, but he's really good on the court, is there a problem there? Because he's just cheering for the player. He's not cheering for the person.
I don't think so at this particular time. Sometimes this kid is young enough
he
doesn't need to be introduced to the other stuff. Now, you can only do that so long, obviously, as your kid gets more access, more questions will come up, and you'll have to be able to answer those. But I think for a young kid, they don't need to know all this stuff at that particular time, right? I'm sure there were a lot of kids growing up loving Wilt Chamberlain. I'm sure their parents were not telling them what Wilt was doing, you know, when he wasn't on the court.
No, I'm sure they weren't. When I was growing up, Michael Irvin got caught up in that whole thing.
Yeah.
And since I'm a 49ers fan, they always beat the 49ers. I was so pumped up that he was arrested. I was like, he's a criminal! He's a criminal! Get him in jail! I was so excited.
That's the flip side of that.
That is the
when it's the opposite side.
Yeah, yeah. All right, last one. I play lots of golf, and one of my side hustles is being a single golfer and then joining up with groups. I don't do this every time, but if I'm paired up with someone who's a trash talker, I like to start making bets on the course once I realize these trash talkers are not as good as they say they are. I purposefully play a little bad to start, but then I turn it on. I am scamming them, yes.
This is called a hustle.
A hustle.
Yes.
He calls it scamming.
Yeah, well, you can call it that too.
But no one knows that I'm doing this. I am starting to kind of feel bad and my conscience is getting the best of me. Is it wrong for me to scam trash talking golfers?
Listen. We all saw this in White Man Can't Jump. This is a classic hustle.
Yep.
And quite frankly, if you're not that good at golf, you should not be talking trash.
You're right.
This is how this kind of stuff happens. This is how it happened in White Man Can't Jump. You start talking trash, they got a ringer in the crowd that looks like he's sorry, not actually sorry, and you can get got for your money. This is kind of the golf version of that.
First of all,
this is a true hustle because he said it's his side hustle where he shows up as a single golfer and will hop
this
into a foursome. Or a threesome.
Yeah.
Become the fourth.
Yeah.
And kind of play it out. What if they don't talk trash, though? Does he just play around the golf?
That's
just
a great
normal
question. I guess maybe, but...
Or does he just...
Is he hustling them every time? I feel like this
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Which
like
is why his conscience is bothering
him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's hustling good people. He's hustling bad people.
He's just hustling.
It's an income for him at this point. This would be really fun.
Don't get caught.
No, because then
what happened in White Man Can't Jump. My man went to his car, got his gun.
Yeah.
He was going to shoot everybody.
Yeah, it was not good for White Man Can't Jump in that situation. It's not good for this guy either.
No.
You get the wrong person, you're putting yourself in a major danger.
Yeah, they got clubs.
you get a real crazy person, they got clubs. Chris would be a perfect person to pull these scams because you see his swing and you're like, this guy is not good. And then you start seeing him play. He's got, sorry, Chris, old guy golf game, which is just steady, easy down the middle.
I will say, I went to a luncheon yesterday before I came to work. And one of the questions was asked, how would I rank the three of us in golfing?
Oh.
And I was very honest. I said, I'm last. But I would say it would be Scraby and Chris. And someone said, how would Chris feel about that? I was like, I don't know. I think Chris would say the same thing, but he might not.
He has said it in the past before. And but Chris is not a bad golfer.
And he's playing a lot more now, too.
But he's also bogey golfing, which doesn't... It's not an actual
your favorite.
Thing. Oh, yeah, I shot a 78 in bogey golf. How many bogeys did you get? 9? Okay, you shot a 80, whatever it is, 86, 87.
Yeah, your math isn't that good either, buddy.
Couldn't do it that fast.
All right, that's the sports court. Take this itchy wig off now. Scraby will take over.
Yeah, there's a rumor that just popped up on the chat. I'm going to talk about Padres trade. So.
Okay. You guys can get a dose of that when we return. We're going to Chris.
Continues his push to return to the postseason when the Steelers host Tua and the Dolphins in the Steel City. Our coverage begins Monday at 4. The NFL plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
Few things go together as well as beer and baseball. And when you join Hop Run Tours, you get the absolute best of both. Get an exceptional experience on one of their curated regional tours around the country. Each trip includes paired tasting meals and behind-the-scenes visits to some of the best craft brewers in the country during the day and minor league baseball games each night. Head to hoprun-tours.com now to book a trip you'll never forget. That's hoprun-tours.com.
When it comes to the security of your business, doubts can creep in about who you're trusting to protect it. Are they a reliable service? How will I know if something happens? Are they keeping everyone safe? At BayAlarm, we got you. For nearly 80 years, we've been putting our customers' minds at ease with our advanced technology and personalized support. Feeling insecure about your current security service? Visit BayAlarm.com today to talk to a local security expert.
Hey! Tim, I'm receiving an important update.
Ooh, are you getting night vision?
No. I just found out you could get $200 with Navy Federal Credit Union when you refinance your auto loans from another lender.
So, no night vision?
No night vision.
Learn more at NavyFederal.org/autoloans. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Refinance loan must be at least $5,000 to be eligible for the $200. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, only 10 more presents to wrap. You're almost at the finish line. But first, there, the last one. Enjoy a Coca-Cola for a pause that refreshes.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Nugget bells, nugget bells, nuggets all the way.
Hi, I'm Kylie.
I'm John.
And I'm Garrison.
And a little thing we love about the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets
is sharing them when we cut down the Christmas tree.
We will pack the car with gifts, and of course, we go and pick up our family's favorite nuggets.
Every nugget is tasty times quadrillion.
And we get all the sides.
Yeah, the ooey-gooey mac and cheese is a big hit.
Share the nuggets, share the joy. Order the 30-count Chick-fil-A nuggets on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
You've got a big day.
So you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry nonstop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end of the day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour nonstop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
The baseball season might be over, but the stories are just heating up. The Padres offseason moves, local football battles, and Aztecs basketball. You'll hear it all right here. Stay locked in on the Brayden Cipretta Show weekday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.